3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to the Shalana Fultz Talk Show, where I share stories of women who have overcome opposition and evolved into amazing entrepreneurs and powerful leaders. As a former event planner of 10 years, I am now infusing events with my exciting energy as an MC and host. Motherhood also compelled me to build a home-based business. I am the founder and owner of HBCU Legacy Fashion, a kids' boutique that builds awareness around HBCUs while giving back through scholarships. You can learn more at HBCULegacyFashion.com. Now that we're acquainted, let's get into the show. 3, 2, 1. Here we go! If you need help with the book writing and publishing process, award-winning and national best-selling author Joy Lynn M. Ross can chauffeur you along your literary journey. With more than 23 years in the literary industry, Joy Lynn has traditionally and self-published over 40 books and publications. She's helped thousands of authors, and today we're talking 5 steps every author should take before self-publishing. So help me welcome to the show, Joy Lynn M. Ross. Joy Lynn, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you being here. And welcome.
I'm absolutely honored. Thank you so much.
So I'd like to start off by asking a question that I ask everyone who comes on my show, and that is, who did 8-year-old Joy Lynn want to be when she grew up?
8-year-old Joy Lynn is exactly who 49-year-old Joy Lynn is and wanted to be. A writer, a published author. It's so crazy because when my old classmates, I'm talking all the way down to elementary, when they see me on social media, nobody's surprised. Everybody's like, I knew you would be what you're doing. I knew you'd have something to do with books or writing because I wore it on my sleeve. It's like, there was no plan B. Well, there was kind of sort of plan B, but that's for another show. But a writer, a published author. Oh my gosh. I wake up every morning. I'm like, I'm who I wanted to be. Yay.
So that's awesome. So then how did you get to become a published author? Did you, you know, study writing or journalism in school, or what happened?
Okay. I was a reader before I was ever a writer, which is typically the case, which most published authors. But let me just make this disclaimer. You do not have to be a writer to become a published author. You do not have to be a writer. You do not have to love writing. You do not have to be passionate about writing to be the author of your own story. I don't care if you got to sit and tell somebody else. You have a story inside of you. So I was a reader first. And a lot of people will say, well, I read as an escape. Well, I wrote as an escape. You know, I'm this little kid in the projects. You know, unfortunately, both of my parents were on drugs. So I'm like, this cannot be my world. And then I realized you can create your own world with a pen. There's so much power in the pen. You can create your own world. But even if you're not making up stuff as a fiction author, you can still change somebody else's world or give somebody a glimpse into your world, even by penning your own truths. So from the days of journal writings, the rainy day writings, the sitting in the room, draining out or trying to drown out whatever was going, you know, on around me, the fights, the arguments, the drugs, whatever, it was my escape. So I always knew I was just going to have something to do with the written word, whether it was going to be a writer, a librarian, something. It was going to be me and books. Books was my homies.
So who told you to pick up a pen and journal to escape from everything that was going on at home, the drugs, the arguments, and all of that? Who told the girl, Joy Lynn, to do that?
Well, the teachers forced us to do it. Those journal writings that we all hated, when we all came back from spring break or winter break, we had to write in our journal, what did you do over spring break? What did you do over winter break? It's like, you know, what trips did you take? And I'm like, you know me, I'm like, are they talking about the trips, the drug trips my parents take? What trips? We don't go nowhere. You know, I know my street. I know my block. That's it. And so I needed something to write about. And I wanted to, you know, go where Annette and Frankie were. You know, they what is it, Florida, where, you know, beach blanket bingo, wherever these folks were going on spring break or winter to Disneyland or whatever, that's where I really wanted to be, but that's not where I went. I'm not going to write to my teacher what really happened. So I would make up stories in my journal. And the stories would be so great that the teachers would ask me to read them in front of the class. So I would read the journal entries in front of the class, and I'm peeking over the paper, and all the kids are just engaged. They're just like, they're in awe. And by the time I'm finished, I'm like, did I go to Disney World? I'm like, did I? I'm believing it myself. So from that point on, I mean, especially, I was on a power trip. That's the trip I was on. I was on a power trip when I realized with my pen, I could just engage people and all eyes were on me. I love that power, even 8-year-old me.
Wow. That
for the rest of her life.
A child's imagination. That's awesome. So today you are a published author. Tell me a little bit about like the books that you have published.
Oh my goodness. I have published under 5 different names. 5 different genres. Each name matches a genre. When I first entered the literary industry 23 years ago, yes, 23 this year, the Michael of the literary industry, yes. I started writing as Joylyn M. Jostle. That was my maiden name. And I wrote Chick Lit and Erotica. So Chick Lit and Erotica. And then from there, I wrote under the name Joy. I wrote Urban Lit and Street Lit under the name Joy. A lot of people think Urban Lit and Street Lit are one and the same. They're not. But I wrote Urban Lit and Street Lit under the name Joy. Then my auntie kept inviting me to church for Friends and Family Day. And I'm like, is it Friends and Family Day every Sunday? Like, okay. And then I realized if I just go one Sunday, she won't invite me anymore. I'll be done. Just get it over with. So I finally went. And my God, I fell in love with Jesus. Oh my goodness. I fell in love with Jesus. I could not say some of the things I used to say. I couldn't do some of the things I used to do. I couldn't go some of the places I used to go. And dang it, I couldn't write some of the things I used to write. So that's when I went from, you know, writing erotic and street lit and all of that to writing Christian fiction under blessed selling author E.N. Joy. And from there, I wrote children's books under the name Joy. I mean, I'm in period Joy. So I'm Joylyn M. Jostle. I'm Joy. I'm best-selling author Ian Joy. I'm children's book author in period Joy. And now I'm Joylyn M. Ross, my married name. And I write writing and publishing resources under the name Joylyn M. Ross. So my gosh, that's where I got started. That's where I am today. But I'm just getting started.
Wow. Okay. You said there was a difference between the street lit and the urban lit. What's the difference?
Street lit is raw. It is gritty. Urban is more geographic. So it's really about where the story actually takes place. I know you may have even heard of urban fantasy. And so, but street lit is gritty. It's raw. It's just that it's so street, it's so gangsta, you know, and you hear even that, you even hear gangsta fiction, you hear hip hop fiction. There's so many different names and categories. Just like even my kids, we have an argument. I'm like, all rap is not hip hop. You know, you can't categorize all rap as hip hop. It's gotta be that. So it's the same with street lit, urban lit, hip hop fiction, and gangsta lit.
Right. I mean, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Midwest, Ohio. Go Bucks!
Okay, so are you from Columbus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I figured that's how you knew Noni. Okay. Yes. All right, so, wow, you've done a lot of different genres. That's pretty cool. Like, I want to go back and read, so let me find out what you were writing about.
Yeah, okay. I came into it, you know, I wasn't saved, so when you go back to the old me, because I ain't me no more.
But look, I ain't judging you.
Me, don't hold it against me. Don't hold it against me.
Right. Okay, so let's get into the topic. 5 steps every author should take before self-publishing. And you have all this knowledge about self-publishing. You even have a self-publishing company. So if anyone is listening right now and they want to know how can I self-publish my own book, I want you to give them 5 steps to doing that.
Okay. And it's 5 steps every author should take before self-publishing. Okay. Okay. Because we'd be here all day if I was going to run you through the self-publishing process, the self-publishing steps.
Right. But before.
These are the 5 steps before. The first, the very first, the number one thing, ask yourself, why are you writing or telling your story? And answer it honestly. I can ask an author, well, why are you writing? Well, I want to help people. Why? Who? You don't know me. Why do you want to help me? Well, I want to help children. Why? You don't know my child. Why do you want to help my child? Why do you want to save my child? Mm-hmm. Peel the layers, okay? And again, answer it honestly, and don't say, you know, I'm not going to do this for the money. I'm not writing for the money. Why you write has nothing to do with money. We'll get to that part later. Okay. But you seriously have to know, why are you going to sit down and write or tell your story? Like I said, you don't have to be a writer to be the author of your own story. There's resources out here. That's something my company does. We have book coaches. We have ghostwriters. Just get your story told. Even if it has to be through a ghostwriter, even if it has to be through somebody coaching the story out of you, coaching the testimony out of you, coaching the message out of you. Don't believe the hype that you got to be this writer. You don't even have to write, but get that message that's inside of you told, but know why you want to tell it. Why do you want to sit down and write and pen this particular story? Why do you want to even write it all? But with this particular story, why? Because you got to know and you got to peel it back. Like I said, don't that surface stuff. Oh, I want to save the world. I want to just touch one person. This is a lot of work for you to be just touching one person, boo. That may be the diplomatic and humble thing to say, but that is a lie. That's a lie. Most people who say that, they are lying to you. I just want to save one person. I work too hard and my messages are too powerful and empowering for me to just want to reach and touch and save one person. So I'd be lying if I said that to you. So I don't want you to lie to yourself. I want you to be really honest. Why are you doing that? Can you be grateful when you bless and touch that one person? Yeah, I'm grateful when I get that email saying I saved someone's life or I changed someone's life with the story I told. But that just incites me to keep going and to reach more. So don't do that old humble thing and don't do that old diplomatic thing to say, be truthful. It's one thing to lie to yourself. It's another thing to believe the lies. So just be honest about it. So that's number one.
Give us number two.
Number two is, now you have to ask yourself, why are you choosing to publish? If that is something, a route you're ultimately going to take. Why are you choosing to publish this story? I already said, why you write and why you publish. They are two different thought processes. Okay. Writing can be your love. It can be your passion. It can be your ministry. It can even be a hobby, but publishing is a business. That process, it's a business. There's going to be money spent. There's going to be money made if you decide to put a barcode and a price, you know, a price on the back of that book. So now why are you publishing this book? You know, is it because you want to reach the masses? Because if you want to reach the masses, then you definitely can't say you're writing to save one person, okay? Because it could be very contradictive. That's why I need you to really think about this and be honest. Why do you want to release this to the public or maybe just for your family? And it's okay. A lot of us, our ministry isn't supposed to go outside getting our family saved, getting our family changed. Everybody's ministry is not to be on a platform selling out arenas and selling out stadiums. Your assignment may be just for your family, to tell your family story, to share information that could change the trajectory of your family members' lives. So know why you're doing this. And if it's a coffee table book for your family and your family only, that's okay. That is quite all right. But again, be honest. Be honest about it, because the entire self-publishing process, like I said, you may find a book that says it's easy. You may find a book that say it's simple and there's the quick way and the fast way, but there's the right way. And the right way ain't simple and it ain't easy. Okay. So that's number two. And stop me if you feel like I need to give any type of clarity. I'm trying to be real. Okay. All right. Number three, learn the business of writing and publishing. There's a business side to both, okay? Learn the business of writing and publishing, because this will help you set your writing and publishing goals. Again, do not use writing and publishing interchangeably. Writing is the action, it's the act, and publishing is one of the many results of the action of writing. So learn the business side out of it, outside of the craft. Yes, learn the craft, even if you're going to work with a ghostwriter, even if you're going to sit down and let someone else take dictation and transcribe or whatever, it's still your business. This is your IP. This is your intellectual property. Every business starts with a thought, an idea, and a concept. So does every book. So it only makes sense to make your book your business. And if you want to make sense, then it definitely makes sense.
So how do people, okay, you said to learn the publishing business. How would you suggest someone learn the publishing business?
I mean, I'll tell you, there's always YouTube University, okay, and Google University, but those are crumbs. I refer to those as crumbs. And I ain't Hansel and Gretel, I ain't got time for that. Okay, I want to go right to the experts, which is, you know, that's what Path to Publishing is. And we're not the only author resource, author assistance company, literary service provider. We're not the only ones out there, but we are the only ones who believe in educating you along the process. You can find anybody to do the job for you. You can find anybody to do the task for you, but we're about educating you on the every single step. Because again, this is your business. If you're going to run a business, you want to know how every part of the business is run, whether you actually do that task or not. You want to know, what am I supposed to be getting here? So even on my website, pathtopublishing.com, there is a free publishing map you can download. I don't even ask for your email address. You know, sometimes you got to give a little, take a little. I don't even want your email address. I just want you to know what you're in for in this process. So you can always go to pathtopublishing.com, download the free publishing map, and it's kind of like a bird's eye view of these are the steps from the publishing process, right from getting it out of your head, and now it's time to market it. So learn those steps. Again, there's YouTube universities, there's Google University. I believe delivering it on a silver platter. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I do. I've been in the business so long. I know that process in my sleep. So you want to just do your due diligence. Do your due diligence. Again, if you got to go the free route, the Google route, the YouTube University route, do all you can do. Do all you can do. Learn all you can. I mean, Google away. But if you can find experts who have already been where you're trying to go, it can save you time. I believe in buying time when I have money. I'd rather be with my baby. I'd rather be at the park. I'd rather be having date night with my luscious husband. I'd be rather doing a whole lot of other things than going to YouTube and Google University. So you really have to think about those things, but you can learn it out there. I tell people all the time, before they cut a check with me, you can learn this on Google. You can learn this on YouTube. It's going to take you some years. You don't know what's the right thing to do. You don't know what's the wrong thing to do because you don't know what you don't know. Well, I know. I'm an expert. I don't feel, I don't think, I don't believe, and I don't hope. I know my steps and my process works, and it's going to get you to where you need to go. So find those experts out there. Find those industry experts who can help you achieve your writing and publishing goals and to be on that journey with you. So okay, that's number three.
Okay, number four.
Set your writing and publishing goals. You've heard me talk about goals and visions and all of that. Set your writing and publishing goals. You're going to keep hearing me say writing and publishing. It's not one and the same. You have to set, what are these writing goals? I want to be able to write a paragraph a day. I want to be able to write, you know, 1,000 words a week. I want to be able to spend 1 hour with the ghostwriter. Or I want to be able to spend 1 hour a day transcribing. How are you going to get that message out? Whichever route you decide to take, what are those goals? It's like a writing budget, a writing time budget. Set aside a time if you can, because I believe in making time to write. Mm-hmm. I believe in finding time to write. And I believe in using the time you have. What does that mean? Again, one, making time, you're going to set up appointments with yourself. You're going to go on your own calendar, on your own scheduler, and you're going to set up time to write, time to write. Finding the time to write. Okay, you're looking at that calendar. You've got an opening here. Let's write. Let's write. Oh, there's an opening here. Now, the most prolific And successful writers, they just write. They use the time they have and they just write. Oh, I'm 10 minutes early for this appointment. Let me write. Oh, I'm stuck in standstill traffic for an hour because there's an accident and we got to wait on the tow truck. Let me write. Oh, I got to go drop my kids off at choir rehearsal and then I got to come back and get them. No, I'm going to stay right here in this parking lot or in this lobby in this way and I'm going to write. Oh, my neighbors need a ride to the grocery store. I could go into Walmart and chat it up with them, but no, I'm going to stay out in this car and write. The most successful and prolific writers, they use the time they have. It's not even about making time. It's not even about finding the time. It's just using that time. But all three work. And it doesn't matter whether within that period of time you are penning 3 to 5 books a year or you're penning one book every 3 to 5 years. Just write or work with that person who is helping you get the story told. Okay. So that's for, and then as far as your publishing goes, let me do side B, you know, B, because I talked about your writing goes. As far as your publishing goes, you got to know there's different ways to publishing. There's different paths to publishing. A lot of people think, okay, there's traditional working with a major publishing house, but there's also independent publishing houses. There's also regional publishers. There's also university publishers. And that's just traditional publishing. And then of course you have self-publishing. And then even a subcategory of self-publishing is the POD, the print on demand, which a lot of people will use Amazon or they will use Ingram or one of my other competitors. And then there's hybrid publishing, not to be confused with the hybrid author. Okay, I'm a hybrid author. That means I've chosen multiple paths to publication based upon my goals I have for each project. Mm-hmm. So some of my books, they are published with the major publishers out of New York. Some of my titles are published with small presses or independent presses. And then I have some self-published projects and I have some POD projects. Now, hybrid publishing, once upon a time, people used to say, if you have to pay to get your book published, it's not a real publisher. That's no longer true. A hybrid publisher is your partner in publishing. They are a collaborative publishing, module or formula and model. A hybrid publishing model, a collaborative, subsidized. A lot of people will call it subsidized because you're basically going in. You're going to pay for some portions of the publishing process. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what model your hybrid publisher uses. So yes, you will be paying, but you're going to get a larger royalty. For the most part, with a traditional publisher, you're going to get about 10% of the retail of your book. That's a good percentage. Industry standard is around 7.5% to 8%. But you know, you might get 10%. A lot of times you don't get 10% unless it's a hardback. Okay. But with a hybrid publisher where you're doing that partnership, that collaborative publishing, that subsidized publishing, because you don't have all the money to do the self-publishing or you don't want to do it all on your own and you kind of want their distribution, they're going to give you around 60 to 70% versus that 7.5% to 8% to 10% that a traditional publisher is going to do. But keep in mind, the traditional publisher, they're doing all the work and they're probably going to give you an advance. Okay. But with that hybrid publisher, not to be confused with a vanity press. Unfortunately, there are still vanity presses out there, good old fashioned vanity presses. And again, they're not to be confused with a hybrid publisher or an author assistance company or a publishing assistance company or a literary service provider company. So what's the difference? What's the biggest sign that I'm working with a vanity press versus a legitimate hybrid publisher or an author assistance company? They don't usually have a vetting process, which means they don't care if your book is the worst book in the world or the best book in the world. They don't care if every other word is spelled wrong. They don't have a vetting process. They're going to make their money from you, the author. They're going to sell you these outrageous publishing packages. So they've already made their money. Whether you sell one book or no books or 100 books, they've made their money from you. They're good to go. And with working with a hybrid publisher, they're going to vet. You know, they have submission guidelines because they want you to win. Their success is based upon your success. So that's the biggest sign between the two.
Okay.
So that's four.
Okay. Number five, the fifth step every author should take before self-publishing.
Yes, ma'am. Choose the right path. Now, I just gave you all these different paths, but you have to choose the right path to publication based on your writing and publishing goals. So all of these five steps, they kind of bring you full circle, but you have to do it based upon what are your writing and publishing goals. Self-publishing may not be the best route to publication based on your writing and publishing goals. For example, say you just want to write at will. And you want to, if it takes you 3 to 5 years to write the book, so be it. Then self-publishing just may be the best route for you, because if you choose traditional publishing, if you choose that route, you'll have writing deadlines. I mean, period. You'll have writing deadlines when your outline is due. But I don't want to outline. You know, I freestyle. I'm a panzer. I'm not an outliner. I'm a panzer. It is, or plotter or panzers. Plotters outline. Panzers, we write by the seat of our pants. Okay. And so, but when I was with the traditional publishing houses, you get your check for outlining. So, I was an outliner. When I want my check, I get that bag, let's outline. Right. So, but if you're a total panzer, you don't want to have to deal with that, then again, self-publishing, it may be the route for you. But if you really thrive working under deadlines and you need that accountability, then traditional publication, it's definitely the best route for you. A lot of people say they choose self-publishing because they want to be in control. That's one of the places that I educate my clients and my authors on, is you're going to be in control regardless of which route you choose for publishing if you learn the business of it. When you know your business, you are in control. So I got all of that in.
Yeah.
I know we're on the time. So that's why I'm talking like six, Blossom's best friend. I know I just gave my age. Some of y'all are like, Blossom? Who's Blossom in six? So I just gave my age.
Well, that's great information. And if someone wanted to work with you in order to become publisher, just to learn more information about how to write and publish, how can they get in touch?
Well, I definitely would want you to visit www.path2publishing.com, and that's T-O, not the numeral two, although I'm one of those persons, I'll buy up every URL that you may think to look for me from, so you're going to get to me. Whatever you think I'm saying or spelling, I bought the URL, so you'll get to me. But it's www.path2publishing.com, and again, you can download that publishing map, and on the same website, we have a resources page. And the first resource is all the different resources that we offer. And it's in ways you can contact us, our email address, info@path2publishing.com. You may, which I don't want to read. I don't want to research. I want to talk to people. Maybe you're one of those people, you like to use your spirit of discernment. You can contact us via email or our website and set up a free consulting call with us. Path to Publishing is on all the social medias as Path to Publishing. And I'm Joylyn M. Ross, and I'm blessed selling author E.N. Joy on all the different social media platforms. And what's the cliche thing to say? Google me.
Well, thank you, Joylyn, for all the valuable information. And I'm sure the listeners will Google you to find out more. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, take a screenshot, tag Shalana Fultz on Instagram, and let me know what your favorite part was. And never forget, you're doing your best, and your best is good enough. I'll see you next week, same time, same place.